Welcome to the Back Pages. I'm Chris Mabey, and today I'll start with what's on TV tonight, Friday, April 19th. CBS at 8 is a new SWAT, 9 o'clock a repeat of Fire Country, 10 o'clock another repeat of Fire Country. ABC at 8, their shows are all new, 8 o'clock Shark Tank, 9 o'clock a 2-hour 2020. NBC at 8 is a repeat of Password, and then 9 is a new Dateline NBC that goes till 11. Fox 61 at 8, WWE, Friday Night SmackDown Live, and then 10 o'clock is their Fox 61 News at 10. PBS at 8 is repeats of Midsummer Murders. 9:30 is Antiques, repeat. 10 o'clock is Death in Paradise, repeat. CW at 8 is a new Penn and Teller Fool Us. 9 o'clock is a repeat of Patty Stanger, The Matchmaker. 10 and 10:30, two repeats of Friends. A&E, 8, 9, and 10, three repeats of the first 48. American Movie Classics at 6 is The Avengers, 2012 action movie starring Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, Robert Downey Jr. Then 10:15 is Avengers Age of Ultron, 2015 action movie, Chris Hemsworth, Mark Ruffalo, Robert Downey Jr. Animal Planet, 8, 9, and 10, three repeats of Tanked. Discovery Channel at 8 is a new Gold Rush. 9 o'clock, a new Backyard Gold. 10 o'clock is a new Mysteries of the Abandoned. Freeform is just a marathon of repeats of Family Guy. FX at 6 is the movie WALL-E from 2008. It's an animated movie, but voices of Ben Burtt. 8 o'clock, Frozen, 2013, animated, voices of Idina Menzel, Kristen Bell. 10 o'clock, Frozen 2, from 2019, animated, voices of Idina Menzel, Josh Gad, Kristen Bell. Midnight is Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, 2017 adventure, starring Kevin Hart, Dwayne Johnson. Hallmark Channel at 7 is Cross Country Christmas, from 2020, romance, starring Grayston Holt, Rachel Lee Cook. 9 o'clock, A Blue Ridge Mountain Christmas, 2019 romance, Rachel Lee Cook, Benjamin Ayers. Hallmark Movies and Mysteries at 7 is a Gourmet Detective Mysteries, Eat, Drink, and Be Buried. And that's from 2018. And 9 is a Mystery Island from 2023. History Channel, 8, 9, and 10, three repeats of The Unexplained. Sci-Fi Channel, 7:45, The Fast and the Furious, 2001, action movie starring Vin Diesel, Paul Walker. 10 o'clock, Too Fast, Too Furious, 2003 action movie, Eva Mendes, Paul Walker. Turner Classic Movies at 7 is The Kid from 1921, comedy drama starring Jackie Cooper, Charlie Chaplin. 8 o'clock, The Great Escape, 1963 war movie, Steve McQueen, James Garner. 11 o'clock is Escape, 1940 drama starring Robert Taylor and Norma Shearer. And I'll move on to the late night talk shows. ABC 11:35, Jimmy Kimmel Live. This is a repeat from April 11th. He has Tom Hiddleston, Joey King, Phosphorescent. NBC 11:34, Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. This is a repeat from March 8th. He has Naomi Campbell, Sue Bird, and Kneecap. NBC 12:37, Late Night with Seth Meyers, repeat from March 25th. He has Jake Gyllenhaal, Andrea Riseborough, Kaz Rodriguez. CBS 11:30, Late Show with Stephen Colbert, repeat from March 5th. He has Senator Bernie Sanders and Bleachers. CBS 12:37, After Midnight with Taylor Tomlinson, repeat from March 5th. She has Esther Povitsky, Haley Joel Osment, Steph Tolov. And then HBO at 10 o'clock, Real Time with Bill Maher. This is a brand new show. He has Jillian Michaels, John Meacham, Jane Ferguson. And I'll move on to Ask Amy that was in the current this morning. Let's see. Dear Amy, my 24-year-old daughter is expecting a baby boy. She told me that she plans to use her biological dad's name as her baby's middle name. Her dad, Tobias, and I divorced when she was 6 and her brother was 4. At the time, the literature advised divorced parents to never say anything unkind about one's ex. Thus, I did not tell my daughter how horribly I was abused, both physically and verbally. His sexual adultery, as well as his alcohol and cocaine use that drove us to near bankruptcy. He mercilessly targeted me, but never harmed our children. After lots of therapy, I still cringe when I hear his name. My daughter has a good relationship with her father. I'm happy about this, but I can hardly bear the thought that an innocent baby will have the name of a person I consider to be a monster. Your thoughts, signed K. Dear K, protecting a child's regard for her father while she is young is the right thing to do, as long as you know that the child is safe. Now that your daughter is an adult, you should be more forthcoming. There are valid reasons to disclose your ex-husband's history of addiction. Drug and alcohol abuse might explain, but not excuse, some of his out-of-control behavior during your marriage. Addiction might answer some unanswered questions your daughter has held from her own experiences with her father. And addiction does seem to run in some families, so your daughter should be told about it. You should answer any question honestly, but in my opinion, you should keep in mind that a child benefits from an attachment to a parent, even a deeply flawed one. While an adult has the duty and responsibility to make their own decisions about their own relationships. So no, don't describe her father as a monster, even though his behavior was monstrous. This would not necessarily lead to her picking another middle name for her child and would box both of you into a corner. You should separate the conversation about your past from the middle name conversation, because when it comes to their child's name, the parents get to choose, and if you don't like the name they choose, then too bad. In the next letter, Dear Amy, I've been with my boyfriend Anthony for 3 years. We met in college and moved in together after graduation. I adore him, and he and I are very compatible and very kind and loving toward each other. Anthony recently told me that he doesn't see himself ever getting married. His folks divorced when he was a child, and each remarried other people. I've never heard that there was any discord there, and Anthony seems to have a decent relationship with his parents and step-parents. When Anthony made his statement, he spoke as if we were just casual pals, sitting around and talking about hypotheticals. I'm shattered to learn this and don't know what to do now. Your advice, signed Sad. Dear Sad, you and Anthony live together. You are romantic cohabiting partners. His tone might have sounded casual, but I suspect he said this quite deliberately. He is telling you something extremely important about where he stands. If you are itching to get married, you really need to have a very serious conversation about this. Does he see staying with you in an exclusive committed partnership for a very long time? Is he interested in having a family? I'm sorry you are going through this. You have some tough conversations and choices ahead. And the last letter, Dear, at a loss, described the fact that her husband seemed to resent her closeness to her adult children. You are right, his behavior is concerning. Now that at a loss is retired, her social relationships are important for her safety and wellness. Abusers work hard to alienate their victims. My ex-husband did this. A healthy, caring spouse would not avoid his own children or seek to alienate her from her own. Signed, Abuse Survivor. Dear Survivor, this husband seemed quite jealous over his wife's affectionate attachment to her children. This does not bode well for their future. Okay, I'll move on to horoscopes. Aries, March 21st, April 19th. You are more than just a face in the crowd. Internal doubts about your ability to make a difference can't keep you down, because you know your truth and you are ready to share it. By simply being yourself in a genuine way, you become an example to others who need inspiration. Taurus, April 20th to May 20th. Understanding yourself is one thing, while expressing your truth is another. Your emotions, creativity, and intangible thoughts can all flow from you in a way that makes sense. This powerful energy will let you actualize a side of yourself that was once out of reach. Gemini, May 21st to June 20th. The people who surround you now may understand you more than you do. You might be struggling to see the light for the moment. Your loved ones can offer an outside perspective as a eureka moment for you. With their guidance, you can understand what you must do. Cancer, June 21st, July 22nd. Good news might be publicly revealed about you. The more honest you are about this change with yourself and others, the more fulfillment you're likely to enjoy. Your authentic self and the dynamic changes taking place in your life will combine to create a brand new you. Leo, July 23rd, August 22nd. Patience can directly translate to progress. Your career and public life can both progress steadily when you put in the work. Now that you've built a foundation, you can see windows of opportunity to study your goals more efficiently. You can slowly and steadily win the race. Virgo, August 23rd, September 22nd. You might be expressing some hurt that you've been holding on to. To heal your soul, speak out about what you've been feeling. Doing so can release any remaining pain, allowing you to move forward with freedom. Sometimes our vulnerability can be the strongest thing to offer. Libra, September 23rd, October 22nd. It's time to brainstorm with someone close to you. This person may have a great idea that naturally sparks another great idea from you, till you end up bouncing off of each other like a tennis match of intriguing potential. Two heads are better than one, so get to brainstorming. Scorpio, October 23rd, November 21st. Someone needs to hear your boundaries and respect them right now. Sometimes it can be intimidating to tell others what you really need emotionally or even physically, but it is necessary. Ensure you're doing what's right for you, even if it means telling someone no. Stand up for yourself. Sagittarius, November 22nd, December 21st. You might hold back because you don't want others to claim that you're overreacting, but in this instance, you should not shrink yourself for the comfort of others. It would be better for your mental health to let others know who you are unapologetically. Trust yourself. Capricorn, December 22nd, January 19th. You're expressing your heart to your family. Whether this is your biological family or your chosen family, letting your loved ones know what's going on inside is healthy. They may, in turn, reciprocate and share what's been going on in their own lives. Aquarius, January 20th to February 18th. No matter how much fog once obscured your vision, the clouds have parted, enabling you to see the ideal way forward. It's not always easy to know what your heart and mind are telling you, especially when they're conflicting. But you now have a much clearer map. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. Today is not the time for daydreaming. Maybe you woke up on the right side of the bed, or you might have a specific reason to stay focused, perhaps a new goal or inspiration. This motivation encourages you to strengthen your life's structures and prevent yourself from getting off track. And in the Today in History column, in 1865, a funeral was held at the White House for President Abraham Lincoln, assassinated 5 days earlier. His coffin was then taken to the U.S. Capitol for a private memorial service in the Rotunda. And that's 1865. Okay, it's time for our break right now, so I'll be back with more of the back pages following this message.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Ackerman, a CRIS radio volunteer, with an invitation to join your friends at the Cheshire Lions Club's 66th Annual Dinner Dance for the Blind, to be held Monday, May 6th, 6 to 9:30 p.m. at the AquaTurf Club in Plantsville. This annual party is dedicated to those who have lost their sight and to all Lions who serve by helping in the fight against blindness. The cost is $40 per person, but there is no charge for visually impaired guests and their drivers when sponsored by the Cheshire Lions Club or one of the other area Lions clubs or businesses. For more information about the dance or to register your attendance, please call Lion Bill Manthe at 203-723-4821. That's Bill Manthe at 203-723-4821 or by email at CheshireCTLionsClub@gmail.com. CheshireCTLionsClub@gmail.com. RSVPs need to be in by Monday, April 22nd, so call or email today.
Welcome back to the Back Pages. I'll continue on by reading the celebrity column that was in the paper today. Beckinsale back home after illness. Kate Beckinsale appears to be out of the hospital and back home after a months-long medical issue. The English actress, 50, was all smiles and back to her irreverent self in an Instagram series posted Tuesday. While the Underworld star didn't directly state what had been ailing her, her T-shirt she wore in the images contained the biggest clue thus far, Tummy Trouble Survivor, it said, bearing an illustration of an armored bunny behind a medieval shield. The actress captioned her post with a muscle-flexing emoji and a white heart, but didn't add further details. A few photos showed her doting on her Pomeranian, who was wearing tiny gloves on its front paws, and another image showed her cuddling with her cat Willow, all from the comfort of her bedroom. A spokesperson for Beckinsale did not immediately respond Wednesday to a request for comment. The Aviator and Pearl Harbor star revealed she was sick in a since-deleted March 11th Instagram post, honoring her mother on UK Mother's Day. She did not disclose the nature of the illness or why she had been admitted to a hospital, but shared a series of photos from her medical-grade bed. Concern mounted when the actor continued to share updates from the medical facility and was visited by her pets. Tyler Perry links deal for 9 BET series. The ever-prolific Tyler Perry has signed a new non-exclusive deal with BET to ensure fresh seasons of 8 existing shows and a new series. This replaces his existing deal from 2017 with BET's parent company, Paramount. He was required at the time to create at least 90 episodes of new comedic and dramatic series for BET and related networks. So far, he has easily exceeded that, generating more than 700 episodes of TV shows for BET, Nickelodeon, and BET Plus, a streaming service in which he has a minority stake. For BET, Perry has committed to an 8th season of Sistas, a 6th season of The Oval, an 11th season for House of Pain, and a 5th season of Assisted Living. For BET Plus, he will create more seasons of Zatima, All the Queen's Men, Brew, Ruthless, and a new crime drama called Route 187. And poet Judah receives $100,000 reward. Fadi Judah, a Palestinian-American poet who has said he writes for the future because the present is demolished, has received a $100,000 reward from Poets and Writers. Judah is this year's winner of the Jackson Poetry Prize, given to an American writer of exceptional talent. He was chosen by a panel of 3 poets, Natalie Diaz, Gregory Pardlow, and Diane Seuss. The judge's citation, released Thursday, noted Judah's significant and evolving body of work, distinguished by his courage to speak in the face of the unspeakable, in poems of lyric concision and intensity. And some of the celebrity April 19th birthdays. Actor Eleanor Donoghue is 87. Actor Tim Curry, 78. Singer Mark Flo Volman, 77. Actor Kim Hawthorne, 56. Actor Ashley Judd, 56. Singer Louise Miguel, 54. Actor Jennifer Esposito, 52. Actor James Franco, 46. Actor Kate Hudson, 45. Actor Catalina Sandino Marino is 43. And actor Ali Wong is 42. And I'll move on to the ex-etiquette column. And the question is, my girlfriend and I moved in together about 4 months ago. We both have sons about the same age. They are nothing alike, and it's really difficult for her and me because she compares the boys all the time, and it makes it very uncomfortable. For example, her son is very athletic. Mine is not. He prefers to draw, and she has out and out said my son was weird because he doesn't want to play soccer. Weird. There's more, but in the name of keeping this short, what is good ex-etiquette? And the answer, I found one of the most common reasons why many combined families don't make it is that there is very little acceptance of differences. By that, I mean most parents attempt to combine their families based on what they believe to be a conventional two-parent family mold, where the children are brought up together from the beginning and have many of the same likes and dislikes. They have many of the same memories. Bonus families are nothing like that. Their memories are created later. Their personalities are different. Their histories, what makes them tick, are different. Therefore, using a conventional family as your model just doesn't work. It frustrates everyone. The kids don't feel understood. They feel as if they can't do anything right. The parents are frustrated because your kid doesn't listen, or your kid is so spoiled. Or you know it's a little weird that your kid doesn't like soccer. What kid doesn't like soccer? Just as a child will personalize it when one of their parents badmouths the other, parents personalize it when their partner says something derogatory about their child. Now you're cutting down each other's children. Once that starts, the family breaks into factions. Your kid and you against my kid and me. That's difficult to repair. The damage is very quickly done. If bonus family members want to ensure bonus family success, each family member must learn to accept their family members' differences. That means you don't make comments like your kid is a little weird. Instead, you support his artistic abilities. Instead of buying him soccer cleats, you're having his art framed so it can be celebrated just as family members celebrate when a soccer game has been won. Or they offer positive reinforcement when a soccer game has been lost. Acceptance, that is good ex-etiquette. And I'll read an article that was in The Current, I think it was yesterday. Study shows human brains are getting bigger with each generation. Human brains are getting larger with each generation, potentially adding more brain reserve and reducing the overall risk of dementia. People born in the 1970s have nearly 7% larger brain volume and almost 15% larger brain surface area than folks born in the 1930s, according to the results of a 75-year study. The decade someone is born appears to impact brain size and potentially long-term brain health, said lead researcher Dr. Charles DeCarli, director of the University of California Davis Alzheimer's Disease Research Center. For the study, researchers analyzed brain scans of participants in the Framingham Heart Study, a multi-generational project launched in 1948 to analyze disease patterns among people in the town of Framingham, Massachusetts. The study has continued for 75 years and now includes second and third generation participants. MRIs of the participants' brains were conducted between 1999 and 2019. Researchers found gradual but consistent increases in several brain structures when comparing participants born in the 30s to those born in the 70s. White matter, gray matter, and the hippocampus, a region involved in language and memory, were all larger in people born in the 70s. This could jibe with Alzheimer's disease trends in the U.S. About 7 million Americans currently live with Alzheimer's, and that number is expected to rise above 11 million by 2040. But the percentage of the total populations affected by Alzheimer's is actually decreasing, with about a 20% reduction in the dementia rate every decade since the 1970s. This increase in brain size might be one reason why the rate of Alzheimer's is declining. Larger brain structure, like those observed in our study, may reflect improved brain development and improved brain health. A larger brain structure represents a larger brain reserve and may buffer the late life effects of age-related brain diseases like Alzheimer's and related dementias. The national bestseller list for this week, hardcover fiction. Number 1, The Women by Kristen Hanna. Number 2, Table for Two Fictions by Amor Towles, T-O-W-L-E-S. Number 3, Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros. Number 4, Iron Flame by Rebecca Yarros. Number 5, James by Percival Everett. Number 6, The Number One Lawyer by James Patterson and Nancy Allen. Number 7, She's Not Sorry, a Psychological Thriller by Mary Kubica. Number 8, City in Ruins by Don Winslow. Number 9, The Heaven and Earth Grocery Store by James McBride. Number 10, A Fate Linked in Blood, Book 1 of the Saga of the Unfated by Danielle Jensen. And the hardcover nonfiction section. Number 1, We've Got Issues, How You Can Stand Strong for America's Soul and Sanity by Dr. Philip McGraw. Number 2, Plant You, Scrappy Cooking, 140 plus plant-based zero-waste recipes that are good for you and your wallet and the planet by Carly Bodrug. Number 3, Indulge, Delicious and Decadent Dishes to Enjoy and Share by Valerie Bertinelli. Number 4, The Anxious Generation, How the Great Rewiring of Childhood is Causing an Epidemic of Mental Illness by Jonathan Haidt. Number 5, Think This, Not That, 12 Mind Shifts to Break Through Limiting Beliefs and Becoming You Were Born to Be by Josh Axe. Number 6, Mostly What God Does, Reflections on Seeking and Finding His Love Everywhere by Savannah Guthrie. Number 7, Age of Revolutions, Progress and Backlash from 1600 to the Present by Fareed Zakaria. Number 8, Get It Together, Troubling Tales from the Liberal Fringe by Jesse Waters. Number 9, The False White Gospel, Rejecting Christian Nationalism, Reclaiming True Faith, and Refounding Democracy by Jim Wallace. And number 10, Co-Intelligence, Living and Working with AI by Ethan Mollick. Okay, I will leave you with the thought for today. Some days are better, some days are worse. Look for the blessing instead of the curse. Be positive, stay strong, and get enough rest. You can do it all. You can't do it all, but you can do your best. Well, that's the way it went on the back pages. I'm Chris Mabey, and so long until next time.